This is the Sakha Murli of the 3rd of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have now come into the lap of the Father, the holiest of the holy. You have to become holy, pure, even in your thoughts. Question, what is the intoxication and sign of the holiest of the holy children? Answer, they have the intoxication that they have taken the lap of the Father, the holiest of the holy. They are becoming the holiest deities. No bad thoughts can enter their minds. They are fragrant flowers and they never perform any wrong actions. They remain introverted and check themselves. Is everyone receiving fragrance from me? Are my eyes drawn towards anything? Song, to live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti, you children heard the song. You have to churn it inside you and extract its meaning. Who said to die in your lane? It was the soul who said this, because it is souls who are impure. You are said to be pure at the end, or you can say that you are pure when you receive a pure body. At present, you are effort makers. You know that you come to the Father to die. To leave one Father and adopt another means to die to one and live with the other. When the child of a physical father leaves his body, he goes and takes birth to another father. It is the same here. You die and then take the lap of the holiest of the holy. Who is the holiest of the holy? The Father. So who are holy? Sannyasis. Yes, sannyasis are said to be holy. There is a difference between you and the sannyasis. They become holy, but they still take birth through impure ones. You are now becoming the holiest of the holy. It is the Father, the holiest of the holy, who is making you this. Those people leave their homes to become holy. It is souls who become pure. In heaven you are deities, and so you are the holiest of the holy. Your renunciation is unlimited, whereas theirs is limited. They become holy, and you become the holiest of the holy. The intellect says that you are now going to the new world. The sannyasis come when it is the Rajo period, and there is a difference between being Rajo and being Seto Pradhan. You are becoming the holiest through the holiest of the holy. He is the ocean of knowledge and also the ocean of love. In English, it is said, ocean of knowledge, ocean of love. He makes you so elevated. You call out to the highest on high, the holiest of the holy, come and purify the impure. Come into the impure world and make us into the holiest of the holy. Therefore, you children should have the intoxication of who it is who is teaching us. What will we become? You also have to imbibe divine virtues. Children write, Baba, Maya brings us many storms. She doesn't allow us to become pure in our thoughts. Since we have to become the holiest of the holy, why do we have such bad thoughts? The Father says, at present, you have become the completely unholiest of the holy. Now at the end of your many births, the Father is teaching you with full force. So, children, your intellects should have the intoxication of what you are becoming. Who made Lakshmi and Narayan become that? Bharat used to be heaven. At this time, Bharat is tamopradhan and corrupt. We are now making it the holiest of the holy. There definitely has to be the one who makes it like that. You have to have intoxication inside yourselves that you have to become deities. For that, you also need to have such virtues. From being at the very bottom, you have now climbed up. Rise and fall is written on the picture of the ladder. How can those who have fallen down call themselves the holiest of the holy? Only the Father, the holiest of the holy, comes and makes you children become like that. You have come here to become the masters of the world, the holiest of the holy. Therefore, you should have so much intoxication. Baba has come to make us so elevated. You have to become pure in your thoughts, words, and deeds, and become fragrant flowers. The golden age is called the garden of flowers. There shouldn't be any bad odor. Body consciousness is said to be a bad odor. There shouldn't be any bad vision towards anyone. You shouldn't perform any wrong actions which would accumulate in your account and make your conscience bite. You are accumulating wealth for 21 births. You children know that you are becoming very wealthy. Each of you should look at yourself, the soul, and check whether you are full of all the divine virtues. Am I making effort, as Baba says? Look what your aim and objective is. There is so much difference between sannyasis and yourselves. You children should have the intoxication of whose lap you have come into. What is he making us into? Become introverted and check to what extent you have become worthy. We have to become so beautiful that everyone receives the fragrance of this knowledge. You give this fragrance to many. You make others the same as yourselves. First of all, you should have the intoxication of who it is who is teaching you. All of those people are gurus of the path of devotion. There cannot be any guru on the path of this knowledge except the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. All the rest belong to the path of devotion. Devotion takes place in the Iron Age. That is when Ravan enters. No one in the world knows this. You now know that you were 16 celestial degrees full when you were in the Golden Age. After even one day has passed, you would no longer call it the day of the full moon. It is the same here. The cycle continues to turn little by little like a louse. You now have to become 16 celestial degrees full, and that is also for half the cycle. The degrees will then continue to decrease. You have this knowledge in your intellects, and so you should have so much intoxication. It doesn't enter the intellects of many who it is who is teaching them. The ocean of knowledge. He says to you children, Namaste, children. You too are the masters of Brahmand. Everyone resides there. Then you also become the masters of the world. In order to increase your enthusiasm, the Father says, you become even more elevated than I. I don't become the master of the world. I make you into those with even greater praise than mine. When children become greater than their father, the father understands that they have claimed a high status by studying. The father also says, I am teaching you. Now make effort to claim the status you want. The father is teaching us. So first, this intoxication should rise. The father can talk to you at the time when he comes in to this one. You children belong to him. This chariot belongs to him. Therefore, the Father, the holiest of the holy, has now come to purify you. You now have to purify others. I am retiring. When you become the holiest of the holy, no impure beings can come here. This is the church of the holiest of the holy. All the people who go to those churches are impure. All are impure and unholy. This is a very big holy church. No impure beings can set foot here. However, you cannot do this now. When you children also become like this, all the laws will be enforced. No one else will be able to come inside. Some ask if they can come and sit in this gathering. Baba says, you have to work with the officers, etc., and so you have to allow them to sit here. When your name has been glorified, you won't need to be concerned about anyone else. Now you still need to keep this concern. Even the holiest of the holy have to give way. You cannot say no to them at the present time. When your influence spreads, people's enmity will also be reduced. You will then explain that it is the Father, the holiest of the holy, who is teaching you Brahmins, Raja Yoga. Sannyasis cannot be called the holiest of the holy. They only come in the Raja period. Can they become the masters of the world? You are now effort makers. Sometimes your behavior is very good, and sometimes it is such that you defame the name. Many who come to the centers don't have any recognition at all. You even forget what you are becoming. The Father can understand from your behavior what you will become. If there is the highest status in your fortune, you behave with great royalty. Simply remember who is teaching you, and you will experience such happiness that it explodes within you. We are God-fatherly students, and so there should be so much regard for him. You are still studying at the moment. The Father understands that it will still take time. Everything is number-wise. A building, too, is at first Sato Pradhan, and it then goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. You are now going to become Sato Pradhan and 16 celestial degrees full. The building is being constructed. All of you together are constructing the building of heaven. You should have great happiness that Bharat, which has become the unholiest of the unholy, is now being made the holiest of the holy. Therefore, you have to caution yourself a great deal. Your vision should not be such that your status is destroyed. Don't think, what would Baba think if I write this to Baba? No, everyone is making effort at this time. Even he cannot be called the holiest of the holy at this time. Once he has become that, even this body will not remain. You are also becoming the holiest of the holy. However, there are different levels of status. For that, you have to make effort and also inspire others to do the same. Baba continues to give you many points. When someone comes, show him the contrast between the holiest of the holy and the holy. Lakshmi and Narayan take birth in the golden age. Others come later, and so there is so much difference. You children understand what Shiv Baba is making you. He says, constantly remember me alone. Consider yourselves to be bodiless souls. The highest on high, Shiv Baba, teaches you and makes you the highest on high. We are studying through Brahma. Brahma becomes Vishnu. Only you know this. Human beings don't understand anything. It is now the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. You are establishing the kingdom of Rama, which only you know. According to the drama, we are becoming worthy in order to establish heaven. Baba is now making us worthy. No one, apart from the Father, can take us to the land of peace or the land of happiness. They continue to tell tall stories when they say that so-and-so has gone to heaven or to the land of liberation. The Father says, how can vicious and impure souls go to the land of peace? You can tell them this so that they can understand how much spiritual intoxication you have. Churn the ocean of this knowledge as to how you can explain to them. While walking and moving around, you should have this feeling inside you. In order to become worthy, we have to have patience. It is the people of Bharat who become completely worthy and completely unworthy. No one else. The Father is now making you worthy. This knowledge is very enjoyable. Internally, there is great happiness that we will make this Bharat into the holiest of the holy. There has to be very royal behavior. One can understand everything from your food and drink and your behavior. Shiv Baba is making you so elevated. You have become his children, and so you have to glorify his name. Your behavior should be such that they understand that you are the children of the holiest of the holy. Gradually, you will continue to become this. Your praise will continue to emerge. All the rules and regulations will then be put in place so that no impure beings can come inside. Baba understands that you still need time. You children have to make a lot of effort so that your kingdom becomes ready. Then, when these rules are enforced, it won't matter. At that time, there will be a queue from here down to Abu Road. Just see as you make further progress. Baba continues to increase your fortune. It is rightfully said that you are multi-million times, Padma Padam, fortunate. They show a lotus, Padam, at the feet. All of that is the praise of you children. Nevertheless, the Father says, Man Manipal, remember the Father. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children. Love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhagdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence, Vodarna, 1. Don't do anything that would make your conscience bite. Become a fully fragrant flower. Remove the bad odor of body consciousness. 2. Your behavior has to be very royal. Make full effort to become the holiest of the holy. Your vision should not be such that your status is destroyed. Blessing. May you be filled with 3 attainments and donate new lives to souls who are seated on a pyre of hopelessness. At the confluence age, all of you children receive from the Father the 3 blessings of being ever healthy, wealthy, and happy. The children who remain constantly filled with these 3 attainments are seen to have happy, fortunate, and cheerful faces. People who see them receive the zeal and enthusiasm to live, because at that moment, although they are alive, they are seated on a pyre of hopelessness. Now restore life to those souls who have died. Give them a donation of new lives. Constantly have the awareness of these 3 attainments as your birthright. Doubly underline all these 3 attainments. Slogan: perform actions while detached and having all rights. This is the stage of being free from bondage. Avyakt signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. Karmateet means to be beyond, that is, to be detached from all types of limited natures and sanskars. Anything limited is a bondage, and anything unlimited is being free from bondage. Now celebrate the Avyakt day of being free from any limited consciousness of mine, the same as Father Brahma. This is known as the proof of love. Om Shanti.